Famine in Samaria. 2 Kings 7. The army of Syria was camped outside Samaria. No one could get in or out, and there was almost nothing left to eat. The king stormed to Elisha's house. "This is all God's fault," he complained. "Why doesn't he help us?" "By tomorrow, there will be food in Samaria," promised Elisha. The officer with the king was scornful and told him that was ridiculous. To which Elisha replied calmly, "Ridiculous or not, it will happen, and you will not live to see it." Now, outside the city gates were 4 men who were even worse off than those inside, for they were lepers and were banned from the city. In desperation, they went to Syrians' camp to beg for some food. But when they got there, they were amazed to find it deserted. They went into one of the empty tents and helped themselves to food and drink eagerly. Then they looked at one another uncomfortably. "This isn't right," said one. "We can't keep this to ourselves." And they returned to spread the news. When the king sent out scouts, he found that the Syrians' camp had fled home, for God had made them hear the sounds of chariots and horses in the night, and they had thought that the great army was about to attack. Their food storages were brought into the city, and the people celebrated in delight. But the officer who had doubted God was knocked out when the people rushed to buy food, and he was instantly killed.